You're listening to Ian Robinson on Hot Country 103.5.
Joining me here this afternoon, Nova Scotia's own author here, Vernon Oikle. So, Vernon, you've got a couple of new books out now on the shelves. We recently talked about even more ghost stories of Nova Scotia. And something new for you is Nova Scotia's Best Word Search Book, Volume 1. How about that one?
How about that one, Ian?
It's, you know, got the Nova Scotia colors there. You've got the blue nose on the cover. Yep. Man, does it get any more Nova Scotia than that? And inside, lots of local word searches, like 80 of them. So this is going to keep you pretty busy.
It kept me busy doing it for the past couple of years, actually. I've been working on this one for quite some time. And thankfully, my publisher said, let's just do it. So we pulled it together, and I'm really happy with it. You know, the format's quite large, so it's easy to follow.
Yeah.
You know, for those people like me who has really, you know, really bad eyesight, the type is really large. You know, it's just meant to be fun, and but it incorporates a whole lot of material about Nova Scotia. In addition to, you know, having the puzzles, Ian, we've included a lot of, well, I call them little factoids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Tidbits of information, mm-hmm. About each of the subjects that we cover in the word searches, in the puzzles themselves, you know, just to kind of be, it's a fun book, obviously, to do the word search puzzles, but it's also a resource book.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You get a little history lesson there.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted it to be more than just a straightforward word search, you know, and it's turned out that people just seem to like that. So, and, you know, we cover such a wide range of topics from historical locations, historical buildings, figures, to cultural touchstones, you know, like musicians like Anne Murray and mm-hmm. Hank Snow, April Wine and things like that. You know, they all have their individual puzzles, movies, artists and authors.
There's even one about the Donair.
That's right. There's even a puzzle about the Donair. We've done puzzles on food, geography, you know, various aspects of Nova Scotia's geography, rivers and mountains in Nova Scotia, you know, lakes and
beaches, and, yeah, TV parks, series, towns.
Yeah, so it doesn't really, you know, whatever sparks your interest, you'll find it a puzzle in here probably for yourself. And, you know, then we can't forget about the sports.
Oh, buddy, I tell you, yeah, like these were the first ones I went to, the Nova Scotia sports teams, past and present, as well as hockey players from Nova Scotia. I've already got those all marked up.
I knew you would be able to find those with your eyes closed, probably. But so, you know, and NHL hockey players from Nova Scotia, as you said, and Olympians from Nova Scotia. So, you know, 80 puzzles. The list is all-encompassing, I think. You know, we've covered golf courses. You think, oh, my gosh, can you find enough material to do 80 puzzles? And in fact, you can. In fact, I've got enough material accumulated for volume 2.
Wow.
There's no shortage of information in Nova Scotia.
Like 183 pages there. And I like another one that I looked at and word searched was Nova Scotia slang words like biff, use, and pogey. Like, does it get any more Nova Scotia than that? Because I'll say to somebody, can you biff me over the book? And they're like, what?
What are you talking about, right?
Biff, throw it to me.
No, and that's part of the whole thing. Like, I wanted this to be a cultural snapshot of Nova Scotia. You know, when we talk about Nova Scotia, what's the things that come to mind? We talk about the foods we eat, the mm-hmm. way we speak, you know, weather events, you know, all of that comes together, that, you know, how we passed our time, how we, you know, sports we play. So I wanted to really roll it all into one nice package. It really came together quite nicely, I think.
And if you love word search puzzles, man, this is certainly the book for you. And, you know, Christmas times are coming, nice little stocking stuffer there. And
yeah.
Man, it doesn't get much more Nova Scotia than this, as I say. And for us blue nosers, this is a must-have to have on your coffee table there or on your bookshelf. And, you know, you can get your pencil or your pen there and search away. So where can folks find the book here, Vernon?
It's available wherever you buy your books. The bookstores, gift shops are carrying it, museums. You know, you can get it online. I encourage people to if they can't find it, they can reach out to me and I'll help, you know, help them to get it.
Yeah.
There's no shortages of places around, but sometimes people just can't connect with it. So
yeah.
Reach out if
you
can't find it, and I'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
Just looking at the Don't Air puzzle right there and the word messy. I guess that's that goes hand in hand with a Don't Air.
Does it make you hungry?
Oh, I'm hungry, man. I need a Don't Air stat. Vernon, good luck with this book. Thanks a million for taking some time to chat with us here today. Once again, it's Nova Scotia's Best Word Search Book, volume number one, in stores now. Vernon, thanks a lot. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your help.